Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today's daf is daf Membeis with Tifarayim in the sugya of Mefaglim Bechatzi Matir, where we have on the surface level machloikis between Rameh and the Rabbanon, if you could be Mefagl Bechatzi Matir or not, which means the way Rashi explains in the case of the Gemara. Is that we know by a carbon mincha you're mocked your the kaimitz and the levoina, and if someone has a machsheves pigle to, let's say, eat the soilus of the mincha, mishiraim of the mincha, to eat it, let's say chutz lizmanoi, so machlekes ramei and the rabbanon, if that's considered pigle when he only had a machsheva in the kmitza or the levaya, doesn't really matter. And that's called a chatzi matir. And the question is, what's a machlekes? Pashim shat the machlekes is whether it's enough of a, if it's enough for machshavas pigel. Rish Lakish came along and gave a whole mapecha as far as what the machlekes is. He says Rish Lakish that everyone agrees that you can't make a pigel by thinking in a chatzi matir. Right? If you're in the middle of doing just half a matir of the carbon, then that's not enough. You can't do it. Everyone agrees that. With that, question is, if someone started with the machshavas pigel and then did the second part, so let's say he was machshavas pigel in machshav of chutz lizmanoi, and then he continued and did the haktar of the levaina quietly, do we assume that the second half of the matir was also done with the original machshava, and therefore you have a machshavas pigel and a full matir? Or do we not assume that, and then you have the regular din of a mefagel machatzi matir? That was Reish Lakish's opinion in the machlokes. The next daf or so, today's daf, is going to talk about ask questions and go back and forth in this opinion of Reish Lakish. Just 2 points to bring out. Thank you to Reb Shmuel Mel, who mentioned this. Rashi over here, Dibra Maskul, Kagoyin Shinnasan Esakoimitz B'machshava, Rashi here, and really emphasizes his opinion. He says that V'chol Machshava D'kotchim Moiti B'peh. Rashi says that whenever you have a Machshava, Apoifelos, V'chol Machshava D'kotchim. So that's Shlo L'shma, Chutz L'zmanoi, Chutz L'mkoimoi, all of them, maybe Machshava Sinuach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, machshavas areilim b'moilim by Pesach, all those machshavas have to be done when he says it. Tosfos in Pesachim deals with this. The pashtus of the Rambam is that he doesn't say anything. He says machshava, just talks about the machshava of chutzis manoi chutzim koymish. He doesn't say anything about you saying something. He just calls it a machshava. So the Rambam pashtus and the chinuch also is not like michas chinuch, is not like this Rashi pashut pshat. So Rashi learns that the machshava is dibur. The question really is here, why Rashi decided to say in the Mem Alfam and Beis and Zvachim that the machshava of Kachim is mighty bepeh. Right? Rashi's explaining, just to say the context of Rashi, Rashi's explaining why according to the Rabbanon, they hold that it's considered mefagel mechatzi matir according to Reish Lakish, in the sense that the second part of the matir is not done al das rishayna. Rashi says, why is the second part of the matir not done with the original das? Because machshava of kachim needs mighty bepeh. That's what Rashi says. That's the reason why the rabbanon don't hold of kol oisa al das rishayna hu oisa. That's what Rashi's coming to explain. The question is why did Rashi have to say that over here? But what Rashi is saying is that if kachim would be done by machshava, could be done by machshava by itself without dibur, then everyone would agree to Rav Meir that kol ha'isal das rishayinu hu ha'isa. And if you say like that, it makes it a little bit more palatable, though I don't feel it's Rashi's derech to do something like this, because the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis said that the kulei alma kol ha'isal das rishayinu hu ha'isa. Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis and Zavachim. So here we have a machlekes. So Rashi's bothered, why is there a machlekes? So Rashi over here says kol machshava is done, has to be mighty bepeh. And that's why there's a machlekes over here. The sugya daf beis was talking about stamul ishma. Wasn't talking about machshava poiselus. That's how the Brisker Rav wants to maybe say chadamis rashi. That's number one. Number two, the Rambam, we can't go by without mentioning the Rambam. Rashi sugi over here says, what's the case of pigul b'chatzi matir? Rashi says the case is, well, you have the haktorah of the koimitz and the haktorah of the levoina, and you only have a machshava in one of them. That's the case of a chatzi matir. The haktorah of the koimitz, the haktorah of the levoina together are matir the carbon to eat and to be makriv, like we said yesterday. Matir means to be royal hakrova. It's matir the carbon to be to have an achilas kachim. That's what the two things do together. So each one is a chatzi matir. The Rambam learns that the entire avodas of the Rambam says all the avodas of the mincha, but he says the case, for example, of this gemara of koimitz and levoina is where the kohen was machashiv in the kmitza and not in the likud of the levoina. The way the mincha is brought, the way the Rambam says it in Maaser Karbonis, is that you, of course, bring the flour into the base of Migdash, then you do a Maaser Kmitza and put it into a kli, as we know. And after that, you take the levoina and you put it on top of the koimitz. So the Rambam learns that the case of chatzi matir is where you're being doing the maisa kmitza, and then when you do the levoina and you gather the levoina to put that into the klisharis, when you do that, you didn't have machshava. That's the Rambam. Mark. Well, if you look at the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, right, if you look at it, Pigo Bekoimitz, Filei Belevoina, Levoina Belei Bekoimitz, I'll tell you the truth, my gut reaction was that, like the Rambam.
It's
earlier stage. Pashup Shat is the Maisa Kmitza. Right, so I don't know if it came from that, but that's, the Rambam's opinion is that, that's the case of Chatzi Matir. And the big question is whether there is a mitzvah of likud levoina. Likud levoina, the way the Rambam seems to be saying is that you have, I shouldn't say whether there's a mitzvah, is there an avoida of being malakat the levoina, or is it just a practical step in the avoida of the carbon? You need to be makir the kaimitz with the levoina, so in order for you to do that, you have to do the kmitz, of course, put it into klisharis, and then you take the levoina, put it on top of it, and you're makir it. Is that an avoid of a kmitza to make it into a chatzi matir? So the way the Rambam is going to learn is that you're right. It's not an avoid to take the levoina, and that's not a matir either. I mean, without the Rambam. The Rambam's not like this. But if you go not like that, the matir is only the haktorah. That's the avoid, and that's the haktorah. Anything up until that point, Malika Levina, is just a practical. That's Rashi. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi's talking about the Haktorah. Right. Up until then, it's only the Kaimitz. This is a Beferish for Rashi, I'm in Beis on the Beis. Rashi says it's Kohedja. We'll see it today. That Rashi learned, that would say, well, yes, yeah, not a Chatzi Matir. 100%. That's Rashi's opinion. What? What, Lika Levoino, you mean? Yeah, I mean, maybe regarding that, it might... It's Tully and Yugimu at base. It's really a... Yeah, that's another question. It's Tully and Yugimu at base. What makes it Tavoy the Lagabi Klisharis? Lagabi Big Day Kahuna. But, again, so the Rambam is learning not like this. The Rambam is learning that the Lika Levoino is part of... Also like a Maisa Kmitza. And this, the truth is, it really is an explicit Gemara in Saita, which we quote all the time, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, that Lika Levoina needs Kiddush Sheni like the Kmitza. Reb Chaim says, maybe you want to be Matzah. Reb Chaim in Sefer says 100%, at least in the Rambam, that the Lika Levoina is part of the, is considered a second Avoida in the carbon that goes with the Maisa, the Kmitza, with the Kmitza together. And the Rambam's opinion, just to emphasize this point, is that the Rambam learns that the case of the Gemara is where you did Fagel Machatzi Matir is not by the Haktar of the Koimitz, rather it's by the actual Maisa Kmitza, based off of the Gemara in Saita, which seems to say that Levoina also has that mitzvah of being Malakin and putting into a Klisharis. It's very important to understand this Machlekes, Rambam and Rashi. We'll see Rashi again today. Membeis Membeis, which says this beferish, and it really is a steer in Brisus, which we'll hopefully see. Okay, but today's subject is Reish Lakish's opinion in the explanation of the Machlekes, the Rabbanon and Rab Meir. Again, Reish Lakish holds, everyone holds, ein mefaglin mechatzi matir. You can't have a pigle in half of a matir. And the only Machlekes is whether Adas Rishayin or Isa. Two lines from the bottom, Memal from the Beis, Meisvei. Meisvei, Akash on Reish Lakish. Bamed Devar Mamurim. When did we say this halacha, Rashi says, Bamed Devar Mamurim, the Matana Achas Pigel, that when you just do one Matana, it's Pigel? That's only by Vadam Hanitani Namas Beachachitim, like we said. By the Chatois that are put out, or really any carbon, that's done on the outside Mizbeach, because since the first Matana is the main one, and that's the only one that's Ma'akiv, so Machshavas Pigel is determined by the Machshava that takes place in that Matana only. But those bloods that are put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, right, we have, I believe it's five Korbanos, right, Tzir Yom Kippur, Par Yom Kippur, Tzir Yom Kippur, Par Yom Kippur, and Par Kohen HaMashiach. Those are the five chatois apnimius. So those, where every single one of them is ma'akiv, kegoyin, for example, siyar v'tzuchavim. Kegoyin, arba mishtolish shel yom kippurim, for example, the 43 matanis, if you look at Rashi, go through the cheshbon here, 43 matanis of yom kippurim, ve'achar osor shel parkon ha-mashiach, the 11 of the parkon ha-mashiach, ve'achar osor shel palandav shel tzibur. The rule is pigol. Here's the key words: pigol bein barishayna ubein bishniya ubein bishlishis. Whether Pashup Shah Rashi explains whether you're mefagel in the first set of zrikas, which take place, Rashi says we're referring here to the back to the Yom Kippurim, the bein abadim, and then ubein bishniya, the second set of the matanas which are done in the Heichol by the Pareiches, Ubei Meshlishis, and the third set, which is done in the Mizbeach Hazor. Right, yes, yes. Rashi learns every Zrika of that set. Tosfos on Amud Beis explains, you know, what the Karen Ayer also brings this up. Let's say he's Mefagel, only one of the Matanas of the set. Vice Tosfos from this Gemara, from Rashi, and Tosfos also, that would be nothing, even if you'd hold Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir. If you do one of the, let's say, one of the seven sprinkles, seven hazois, it's nothing. That's nothing. Not even a chatzimatir. That's what we were saying yesterday, something called a chatzi avoida. We said, what is matir? What does matir mean? To matir. Yeah, so the zayin hazois, it's not the pshat that every single one of them is a half matir. It makes it into one full avoida, and that... The question is, if you hold Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, do you also hold Mefagel Mechatzi Avoidah? So Tosfos Rashi's could come out of his Mavur. Yeah, exactly like you're saying. Yeah. But at this point, we have three sets, and you're only Mefagel in one of the sets. The rule is, Machlekes, Rameir Oimer, Pigol V'chayel V'nav Karis. You have Pigol and Chayev Karis. Machachamim Oimer L'chachamim say, Ein Boy Karis, Ad Shifagel B'chol HaMatir. Katani Niha, what do we say over here? Well, at least, what do we see? Pigol bein barishayna, bein bishniya, bein bishlishis. When did you do the pigol, the machshav of the pigol? That was either in the first set, or you were shaisik in the first set, and you had machshavas pigol in the second set, or you were shaisik in the first two, and you didn't in the third. Now, if the machlekes is only adash rishayna, he said the only way Rav Meir is going to hold that it could become pigol would be if you did in the first set, because then you could assume that the rest of the progression of the avodas were done with that machshava. But you have that over here, so that's the kasha on Reish Lakish. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avin, Hachom Mayaskinon Kegoyin Shepigol B'Shchita. Oh, the Chad Matiru. We're talking about a case over here where you were mefagel in the Shchita, because that is one Matir. Now Rashi explains. Let's look at the Rashi over here. It's very important to see this Rashi. Wouldn't have said it without him. Look at Rashi. Shepigol b'shchita. Hodeka amar Rav Meir. Pigol b'shniya. Pigol is kegoyin. Rashi says shenishbach adom la'acha shegomar matonei shebifnim. The kaimalon b'seder yuma yovi acher v'yaschil b'heichol. We know that if, let's say, you have the dam and there's different, like we said, the different sets, Let's say, before the second set, let's say with the par, the dam of the par, before you did the paroiches, you did the bein abadim, you went into the kodesh kodashim, you did the zrika bein abadim, and then by the time you get to the paroiches, it's spilled. So what do? You need the dam of the par. So the rule is, you bring a second par specifically for the matanas of the heichol. And therefore, what we're saying over here is, let's read the finish the Rashi, you didn't have machsheves pigel in the zrika of the second par or the second set. Rather, while you were being, you were shechting that second par, you had machsheves pigel in that second par. Rashi says, "V'kam Rav Meir, dahu par havi pigel shari pigel boy ba'avoida shlema." Because in this case, Rashi says that you're going to be mefagel ba'avoida shlema, because
if you have in the shkita to be mefagel in the second and third shkita, isn't that the same thing? Why is that considered? When you shot that the first. Why should you say that you got a second behemoth?
You're saying, let's say it's the first behemoth.
The first behemoth.
Oh, so that's good. So this is what Rashi says, yeah, because the first behemoth is, if it wasn't nishpach adam with the second animal, the first behemoth is represented by all three. So then, that shechita is a chatzi matir with the sawyer. But if you're gonna bring the par, that's why, with the sawyer. But now that the nishpach adam, and you're specifically bringing a par for just one step of the zrika, that makes it a standalone par. It's not a par with the sawyer anymore. So that's what it means. Pigo bein b'rishayin bein b'shniyah, because it's a great question. Pilchos, you're asking a major question. Ba'am kasha. Why do you need a par? We need this whole story with three paras, four paras. Why do you need it for? And the answer is because the pshat is that if it's coming specifically to do a standalone, it's a standalone. But the other shechita, I'm going to see this in Rashi soon as well, the other shechita would make it into a chatzi matir. So that's the case. So ein hachanami. The machloikis, again, has nothing to do with mefagel mechatzi matir, nothing to do with das rishonu oisa. They are saying a new thing, that it's not a chatzi matir, it's its own standalone shechita. That's what he's saying. Frankly, Gemara, Yehachi, my time in the Rabbanim. So what's the reason the Rabbanim? Can't argue with this. Okay. Amar Rava, here's the, Machlekes. Man Chachamim, Rabbi Lazar he. The Man Chachamim is the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. Okay. We're going to bring now the halacha of Haktoras Chutz. We know that if someone is Matir, in the Sugya of Ashrechet Ma'amayla, if someone shechs an animal that's a carbon, he shechs it outside the Beis HaMikdash, or he shechs it, or he has makir it outside the Beis HaMikdash. The rule is that it's considered a shechet v'amayla, a shechita schutz, a lo schutz, and yuchayiv chorus. If you do a b'shoigig, yuchayiv a chatos. Now let's say a person did this case of a shechita schutz or a lo schutz. He does it, but only to part of something, part of the bigger picture. Let's see the case here, and that's what we're going to talk about. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah. Hakoimetz v'halavoyna v'haktoris u'milchas koihanim u'milchas koin Mashiach. All these cases, common denominator being that you took part of a whole. The entire thing was meant to be burnt on the mizbeach, and you only took part of it. So let's say you have a koimetz, you have the levoyna, k'toiris, milchas koihanim. Milchas koihanim we know is kulei kolim. Right? Completely burnt. Minchas Kohen Mashiach. Every, the Kohen Gadol brings a mincha. It's, again, kulei kolim. Minchas Nesachim. The case of Minchas Nesachim also. Shehikriv me'achas mehen kezayis b'chutz. You take a kezayis, which is the shear of the Akhtara. You do it b'chutz. The rule is you are chayiv. Rabbi Lezer poiter. Achiakriv es kulun. Rabbi Lezer holds that you're only chayiv if you're makriv the whole thing. In other words, the way Rashi explains, to just summarize Rashi, what's this tushel over here, comparing the din of pigel to the din of chutz, what's going to be chayiv for shchitas chutz and halos chutz is going to be translated to pigel. Yeah, good question. Yeah. I do have a pshat, but let's say, let's wait hopefully till Amid Beis. Why? What's the comparison? Yeah. Yeah, so I think we'll say it on the base. I think I might have a shot in that. Yeah, but why would chutz have those dinim?
It doesn't have only the concept of it can't be a hat, can't be a...
Okay. Yeah, that much you see.
Yeah,
you can toast the whole bagel. It's still fine, but maybe it's too dinim. So I think, I don't know if I have a pasuk for such a thing, but I think I have a svara, maybe. Really what you're saying, but maybe a little deeper. We can say it on the base, maybe, to explain that. I mean, maybe, I know, I'm just going to come to explain what he's going to say. Just a little bit. So what are we saying? We're comparing the din of chutz to pigle. And we're saying that what? Rabbi Yezer holds, let's say you take a koimitz and you do it piecemeal. Oh, you're makdir it piecemeal in the Beis HaMikdash. It's fine. You take one little thing, it's fine. But Rabbi Lazar holds that you need the whole thing. Now let's say, for example, you did the full three quarters of the koimitz in the Beis HaMikdash and then you took the last quarter of the koimitz, you did it outside. That's also fine according to Rabbi Lazar, because that's the Gemar of the Avodah. What do you see? You see that when a small part is part of a whole, you need the whole thing. And Zuck the Gemar over here, so too, by the case of the par, yes, it's true, this is a standalone Shechita. But at the end of the day, it's coming for the Avodah Yom HaKippurim. And the Avodah Yom HaKippurim has a par, has a sohir, has sets of each one, and since you're part of this greater whole, you're only part of it, the Chachamim hold that that's considered a Chatzim Matir. And it's a Chatzim Matir, Rashi says, that's composed of two or three Shechitas. The Avodah has two Shechitas, three Shechitas, four Shechitas, 43 sets from the, that's the Tzushel, that's what we're bringing. So, just to bring out, this is how the Brisker Rav says it. You need the Gemara, so you need the whole thing. So the Chachamim hold, if a part, even though it's a part into of itself, it's a Shechita for this part, just, but it's still part of a whole, larger picture, a larger bagel. What? That's Rav Elazar. According to Rav Meir holds that no, it's a standalone, because it's a Chelek Mesuyim, let's call it. And I'm saying the Brisker Rav emphasizes here, like, there's always two aspects to the Karbonis on Yom Kippur, let's say. There's the carbon itself, and then there's the fact that it's part of the Seder HaYom. So he says, by the carbon by itself, it's a standalone carbon, but it's also part of the Seder HaYom. Who's the one who cares about the fact that it's part of some bigger picture? That's Rav Elazar. So that's the best way I could explain it. Although Taisa says a whole thing over here. Okay, good. All right, Frank the Gemara, that can't be true. V'hamar Rava. Umayd Rabbi Eliezer b'damin. Rabbi Eliezer holds that no, when it comes to the damin, the case of a carbon, he's talking about a mincha specifically. But when it comes to carbon, a damin, which blood is offered, then we don't care about the greater whole. We only care about the parts. How do we know this? Because he says the Tanakh, we went to the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, Imakim Shepasach, Mishom Hu Maschil. He says that let's say in the middle of the Hazois, the dam is nishbach again, but now it's in the middle of the hazos. So let's say he's pouring the blood on against the paroiches, and then he had a slip of the hand, and it spilled. In that case, what do you do? Well, of course, you have to bring a second animal. The question is, where do you start from? So he holds Rabbi Eliezer that what you did until that time is considered complete, and you could bring a par specifically for the second portion of that group of hazois. So Zot the Gemara that Rabbi Eliezer Rava is saying, Rabbi Eliezer agrees that when it comes to damim, every part is considered a standalone part. Even though, notwithstanding the fact that it's part of the Seder Hayom. That's what we're sort of ignoring that, or we're going against that. We're saying that when it comes to damim, we look at it as a standalone kind of avodah, and therefore, how do you know that? Because you just start from where you left off. So we see that each one is its own unit. Theoretically, you can have 43 different cows, and that'll, you know. Some is different than a mincha, And therefore, Rav Elazar is going to agree that each thing is a standalone. And therefore, if that's the case, we have to try to understand, we're back to our original question. And if you go right, like Reish Lakish, that there's no machloikis, mefragun l'chatzi matir, what is the pshat in this machloikis between Rav Meir and the Rabbon? So that's where we're up to right now. Elo Omar Rava. Rava says, Kagoin Shapigo Barishoina Toichik. Bishasak Mishniya Vachazu Opigo Bishlishis. When the Mishnah said that he was Mefago Barishoina Mishniya Bishlishis, it meant he did Machshavas Pigo in the first set of the Hazois, and then he was quiet in the second set, and then he was Mefago in the Shlishis. So the Chiddush over here is that it's still considered a continuous Pigo, and it's not considered Mefago Machatzi Matir. Why? Ma'u detema Yisakadai Chadas Rishonu Oise. He has the word in Mahadim Pigul Shishas Lamali. Because over here you might think that if you're going to be quiet in the second set and then do it Machshav again in the third set, what's this person thinking? He obviously is segmenting his Machshavas and not saying Al Das Rishonu. So you would have thought that that's the Pshat. But Meir teaches that that's going to be a case of Pigul because there's the din of Das Rishonu over here also. And the Chachamim are going to argue. They're going to say, you don't say Al Das Rishonu Hu Oise. But again, it's going back to that machlokes of whether you say that he, and that's, that when it says pigul, bein rishona, bein mishniya, bein mishlishis, it means we're having one continuous pigul scenario over here. And the question is if there's a machshava that's going to be poiseles based on the das rishona or not. So that's the, that's how Rava explains this. Everyone with me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Masu for Ravashi. Midi Shasak Tani doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Big Doichik can't learn that up. That's the case. That's the case. Elam Ravashi, Hachol Mayaskinon, Gagoin Shapigo Barishayno Bishnio Bishlishis. We're talking about a case here where he was Mefagel in the first, the second, and the third. What's the question? Another little un-Doichik over here. The fourth set of Hazois. At this point in the Gemara, we're now saying that there are four sets. The third set is divided up into two now. Where did that come from? Taisus says the kasha. The kasha would be isman the karshme. Taisus says. Taisus learns the case maybe is by Shirayim. But that's what we're doing, according to Rashi. We're taking that third set of the ones put on the Mizbeach. We know there's two parts to it. There's the seven Azois against the Karen. Am I right? No. Four against the Karen, and then seven on the Tiroid, seven on the roof. Right? So you do the four on the Karen, and then you do the seven on the Tiroid. So we're splitting that up into two now. He was Mefagel, again, Bein Abadim, Bein Aparoiches, and then he did it on the Kronos, and then when it came to the Tiroid, he was quiet. And that's the Machlekes of Mandar Abon. What's the Machlekes? Now the same, because you might have thought, you'd say, if he's doing this, why does he repeat it every single time? So you would have thought that. Kamash Malan, that's our mayor. He says, no, it's still pigol, because and the Chachamim argue, and they say, no, it's not Aldash Rishonu Oise. Again, this is a machlekes in Mizbrais, according to Reish Lakish, and everyone agrees, a mefaglin b'chatzi matir. What do you want? What was he what? You do say Aldas Rishoina. Oh, what's a machlekes? Well, the Rashi says you go back to originally what we said that the Chachamim don't hold of Aldas Rishoina who I said. They don't hold, because like Rashi said, that kol machshav of kachim is mighty bepeh, and for that reason, here they hold that you need to say it specifically. It's not enough. Just because you're thinking the whole progression through. Every stage, you have to have a whole bagel. Right.
Okay.
Right. To say. What, the din that you need dibor by kachim? Yeah, to say that to be mefago. Yeah, only machshava ha-poiseles, things like that. Yeah, we explain because right, because the sugya and daf beis seems to say that everyone agrees das rishonu oisa when it comes to thinking lishma. So Rashi, we said Rashi is saying that this sugya is different when it comes to passing a carbon. Yeah, by piggle. Yeah. V'habein bein katani. Frek the Gemara. V'habein bein katani. Right, bein bein. Let's say bein bein in the Gila. Ain bains. Yeah, ain bains. So bain bain. It says three different cases, not one continuous machshava in all three sets. Right? So how could Rav Ashi learn that that's the case? Kasha. Okay. Amar Mar said, Rameir Oimer, Pigo Bachayovin of Chorus. Oh boy, here we go. Ready? Here we go. Okay. I think the only way to really understand this Gemara is based on a Rambam, but let's just read it first. So, Amar Mar, Meir Omer Pigul v'Chayovin Alav Karis. The Gemara says, according to Rav Meir, it's Pigul and you're Chayav Karis. Rashi explains, we're going according to the opinion who learns that Rav Meir holds the Fagdim b'Chatzi Matu. So the Gemara, Michti, let's analyze this. Karis loy mechayiv ad shikruvu kol matirum. The chorus of pigle only comes after your makriv, all of the matirin. Perfect pigle. Oh, yeah. So it needs to be done kechsheiro, right?
Everything great except pigle.
Everything is amazing except pigle, yeah. And the truth is, the way we're saying it now, I think, is essential to understanding this kasha of the Gemara. Domer ma, what's the source? Kartzoas kosher, ka kartzoas posel. Because we know kartzos kosher, kachatzos possible, the same way a carbon has ritzoi when it's kosher, for it to consider a kosher a carbon and to be maratzah, to atone. So too, hartzos possible, to have a pigle atonement, it has to be done in a similar way. Maratzos kosher, achi yikrubu kol matirub. Just like we know, of course, for a carbon to be kosher, all of its matirun have to be bought. Af hartzos possible, achi yikrubu kol matirub. So too, when it comes to hartzos posel, it has to be hukrav kol matirub. Directly Gemara, v'hakivon the choshev bei bifnim psula. So the case of, let's say, the Yom Kippur par Yom Kippurim. Let's use that case. If he's mechashev bifnim on the first set, right, bifnim bein abadim, and then after that he's not mefagel, he does a peshika. Again, according to the opinion of Mefagel Chatzi Matir, it's possible up until that point. Because you were Mefagel, you had pigle, you taught pigle. Therefore what? At this point, you have a carbon pigle. And it's command the loyalty dummy. Therefore, when you do that, you did not have a set of zrikas, but then it was done by Machshavas pigle. And since that's true, ki hodu ma'adi behechol maya ba'alma hudaka adi. When you end up doing the next set of the zrikas, you're doing it with water, with maya ba'alma, because you already passed the carbon from the first set. So how do you have hartzos kosher? When you were mefagel in the original set, you ruined it.
In reality, you should stop right there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, stop while you're ahead.
What's the accomplishment in doing the next set of hartzos?
Listen, I think the Karen Oyer over here says, actually on this Gemara, he says that any kind who's mefagel is a shaita. Why would he want to do such a stupid thing for really no gain? He wants to eat chutzas mana, a carbon. So if we're talking about a kain shaita, he can continue in doing it.
Maybe it's spooky.
Maybe he wants to have our sauce kosher. He wants to continue to be. Yeah, I mean. So the kasha is, what's the kasha? Kasha of Gemara is that that you don't have artzos kosher when you're mefagel b'chatzi matir, because you already made it pigle, so you don't have artzos kosher. You don't have a kudzrika. The question, of course, is, so what happens by every pigle?
No,
Rashi said. All right. Yeah, no, you're right. Very good. Yeah, I was just leading up to that. Rashi asked this question. And if you read Rashi has a whole arichos over here. All Rashi could have said was, it's a gzeres hakosav. That's the case of pigle. It's a gzeres hakosav. that when pigul happens, you have to consider hatzah as possible when you have a machshava, but a good machshava. A good machshava. Here, we mefagel b'chatzi matir, near the Gemara has a kasha that you have a problem, that there's no hatzah as kasher. This is, Rashi could have said that. But if you think about that, that also makes no sense. Because, what is Rameir's opinion? Rameir's opinion is that whatever you have by pigul, mefagel b'chatzi matir. Amazing. So what are the Mariasing? Rameir holds that this is regular pigle when you're mefaga b'chatzimati. The same halacha that you have by pigle, you have by b'chatzimati. What is the Gemara's question over here? Is everyone hear this? But Dr. Baum, you hear what I'm saying? What? Yeah, exactly. So I think the pshat in this Gemara is something that I learned in yeshiva back in the day. But if you look at the Rambam over here, I think this, and Rashi also I think says this. If you look at the Rambam when he talks about psul machshava, he says something very interesting. He says in Perek Yud Gimel, this will address also what you were saying before, the Tzushel Techutz, Yud Gimel Aleph. In Psul HaMikdashim, the Rambam says, he says, Machsheves Hazman Ketzav. What's the case of Machsheves Pigul? Kegoin Sheshachat Es Hazevach Lishmoi Amanas Lizroi Domoi Me'acher Shetishka Achamo She'in Hazman's Rikosoi. He shepherded the animal regular Lishmoi. Why does he say Lishmoi? Right? He shepherded, we know there's a din of Lishmo. What's he saying over here, Lishmoi? That's one horror. And he says, the case of Machsheves Pigul, you have to do Zrika after Shkiyas Hachama, which we know Dam Nefsel B'Shkiyas Hachama, that's after that's Chutz Lizmanoi, Ve'lahakti Mimeno Dover Roi Lahakti L'Mochor, Me'af Shiyal Mura Shochar, Shein Azman Hakta Rosoi, Or Lechel Dover Haroi Lachilo Lach Azman Roi Lachilo, Zuhi Machsheves Azman. That's Machsheves Azman, Gevaldik. The Rambam could have stopped right there. That's the case of Chutz Lizmanoi. What does he say? But look what he says after. Rambam says, Zvachim shechishiv bohen machshava zu heim hanekroim zvachim shenishchetu chutz lezmanim veheim hanekroim pigul b'chol makom. Does anybody see where I'm going with that? You see from the Rambam, what? I think what the Rambam is saying, first of all, this is completely repetitious over here. Repeating the whole thing. The Rambam is laying to, he's saying like this. He's saying that machshav of chutz lizmanoi is not just that you're passing the carbon when you're thinking about something. The carbon takes on a new nature. This is a new zevach. It's a zevach shechishiv bohem machshav of chutz lizmanoi. Uzvachim shechishiv bohem machshav zu heim hanekroim zvachim shenichshutu chutz lizmanom veheim hanekroim. These zvachim are called pigul. It's a different carbon. It's not just what do we see from here? You see that that's the gather of pigul. The way we said it in yeshivas carbon back then, it's called a carbon pigul. The truth is the Rambam says the same thing. Does he say the same thing by? Yes, the Rambam, that's right. I wanted to bring that out. The Rambam in the beginning of the halakha doesn't say zuhi machshavas carbon shemachshavas shalay lishmoi. He doesn't say that. He says chutzim kaimai. He says the same thing with chutzim kaimai, that's called a machshava. Rashi calls chutzim kaimai pigul, right, all over the mesecta. And here also zvachem shechishav machshavas zu heim hanekroim zvachem shenechshav tu chutzim zmanum vehem hanekroim pigul. It's a certain type of pigul. So in fact, the Gemara over here, when you have a chatzi matir, where are you? Are you a pigul or are you not a pigul? There. Look at Rashi. Look at the end of the Rashi. Rashi says, at the end of that Rashi, this is what Rashi said. You're right. Of course we have the parsha of pigul. So when you designate a full avodah to be l'machsheves pigul, so now you have a carbon pigul. But when you have a part avodah, chatzi matir, Rashi says, zil hocha chatzi avodah, zil hocha chatzi avodah. It's half-baked. Either you're a carbon pigul or you're not a carbon pigul. So that's the child is affecting Gemara, and therefore affecting Gemara. So if you have Machsheves Pigul over here, you don't have Hartzos Kosher. What does Hartzos Kosher mean? It means you make it into Pigul. You gotta have full Pigul. If you don't have that, all you do is a Machsheva HaPoiselis, and therefore the rest of the Dom that you're doing is Maya Ba'alma.
Rashi really could have just said that. He started off by saying shechita is there's a kasha, and then he said, but
yeah, because you can ask. You can ask Viter if the din of pigle is a carbon pigle, so you should have a machshava by all avodas. That Rashi says is the gzeres hakasav.
What do you mean, meaning a half a shkita and a half a?
That the gzeres you do a full avoda. You can ask the same question. So regular pigle, sauce kosher.
If you don't have chatzi here, chatzi there.
Why is it? Maybe that is considered chatzi because you didn't do all four avodas for machshavas pigle. You only did the shkita. You only do the shkita.
There's nothing wrong with any of that. One is a shkita, and the rest is the stuff. But it's, at least it's complete. Vashiki mechati is wrong with that.
I agree that it's complete compared to chatzi matir.
Right.
But if you look at the carbon as a whole, it's still only one of the four. That's what Rashi, look at Rashi says, the gzeres hakosav is in the fact that, look at the Rashi. Rashi emphasizes here. Rashi says, Kivan the Rabbi Rachmana pigo b'shchita k'darmino peregrishon b'dvarim hamevin l'dei achila. Rashi emphasizes that the gzeres hakosav is that each avoda is good. That makes it into a pigo each avoda. But anything less than that, zilhacha chatzi avoda, zilhacha chatzi avoda. Okay, I think that's the gang over here. That's how we learned it back then. Okay. Okay, so how are you answering this kasha? How do you hold, so the basic the Gemara is asking that if you hold mefagel mechatzi madir, it's self implodes because there's no hatzos kosher. Amar Rabba, he says, yeah, no, back to another case. Mishkachas lava arba parim uvedalat seirim. But let's say you have four parim and four seirim. Again, the answer over here is saying that each one is a standalone. So if each one is a standalone, then you have a complete matir, so to speak, in this sense. For Adin of Atzoras Kosher, it's not considered, let's say it like that. It's not considered a chatzi avoda. You did the par for the first set of the Bein Abadim. And then it died, it was nishlach. And then you put a second par for the pareichus. Okay? Second par for the pareichus means the first par was a standalone. If the first par was a standalone, then it's considered a full avoda, and the rest is considered hartzos kosher. It's not a problem of a chatzi avoda. That's how he says it. Rava Amar, here's Rava's chiddush. Afilu teilim lepar echad v'soyer echad. No, say it like you originally said. But pigulay meratze, pigulay is meratze. But that is no problem of hartzos kosher. Lamaisa, the din of hartzos kosher is exeris hakosav, like Rashi says. Chatzi avoid is also good, as long as it's a chatzi matir. As long as it's a chatzi matir, that's also considered tzoras kosher, because you did a full matir, you did a full half matir.
Which one? Four lines daily.
Oh.
Just saying it. Well, the repeat fraction is short.
He hechid imchisha b'shchita karele lizrika dam posel has that kibu matirov the ratzis the piguloi. Yes,
you don't say
the problem of chatzi chatzi as long as you don't have any other machshavas.
It never disqualifies.
If you're quiet by the rest of the carbon, it doesn't disqualify it. That doesn't take it away from having a din of a carbon pickle.
I'm trying to say the pickle never disqualifies.
Rashi's mentioning Shechita as an example for the four avot. Hey, Bram, with the Achil, if you look at the Rashi before. I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that's what Rashi. In the context of Rashi, he's just bringing out that the other avoidus that you do fully,
so it's okay.
That you can say is a chassid, but only a kasha by chassid. Only a chassid. Oh, okay. Oh, so that's what Rava says. Then he totally answers. Breaking Mar, new question. Arbaim Yochai had nothing to do with before. Arbaim Mishalish. There's 43 matanos by Pari Mekipur. Breaking Mar, but Hatanya Arbaim Misheva. We have 47. right? The 47. What's it? It's a skira. How many? Welcome on the Omer Marvin the Kronis. Welcome on the Omer A Marvin the Kronis. The Machlekes, the Dalid Matonis that are put on the Kronis of the Mizbeach Hazov, are they mixed or not mixed? So if you don't mix them, you have an extra four. What's 43 plus four? 47. Very good, very good. Yeah, yeah. It's easy, isn't it? What?
Thank you, my friend.
I took the Regents back in the day. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. How come on the Omar Marvin Krubs and the Omar Marvin Krubs? Directly Marvin Hatanya Arbom Shmoina. Aye, it says 48. How come on the Omar Shirayim Ma'akvin? How come on the Omar Ain Shirayim Ma'akvin? We know Shirayim. The remaining over. Oh, yep. The machlik is only by, well, the machlik is only by Mizbeach HaPnimius. Everyone knows Shirayim are not Ma'akiv by Chesonius.
Would that mean that
43
plus 1?
Oh, do you hold Shira? Yes, yes, yes. That should be true. Yeah, that should be true. We're missing one brisa here. Yeah, but if you hold Shira Ma Ma'achvin, it's like another matana, and therefore it's going to have what's 47 plus 1? 48.
That was too hard.
Sunday morning, that's pretty good. Sunday morning, it's okay. Let's finish.
Very good.
Richard. Meisve, Bamedvar Mamurim, Bikmitza, Bamatan Kliu Behiuch. Okay, another Kashan Reish Lakish. We have by the Kmitza, by the Mincha, that this Bryce is saying, when do you have, this is going to go back to the Rambam we started with. When do you have Pigo by a Mincha? When you do a Machsheves Pigo Bikmitza, or Bamatan Kli. Or the halacha.
At the beginning, you put it to
the second matan kli. The second one. The first matan kli has pashas not an avoda at all. It's just mekadosh the slave. Yeah, it's not. It's just there to make it into a carbon mincha. But it's you put it in a kli shoras to now prepare it for the avodas. But that is nothing to. But now, when you come to the Haktorah, let's say you do the Koimitz, you burn it with Machshavas Pigel, and the Levina you do quietly, or you put the Koimitz B'shtika, and then you do the Levina, you see where this is all going. No matter which is the order. You see over here that if you do the Kaimitz B'shtika and the Levina B'machshava, what he says B'feirush, according to Rav Meir, it's Pigel. Aye, there's no Das Mishayna over here because you did the Kaimitz B'shtika. So the Levina B'machshava. So you see that you hold Mefagel B'chatzi Matir. Very good. So if you look at the Rashi, I'm just about to say that. You look at the Rashi. Bamedvar mamurim b'tesefta de menachas k'toni lo. Rashi says, Bamedvar mamurim sham mincha nitkalo ba'avoida achas b'kmit so oi b'matan kli u'bihiluch. She'ein sham el avoidas matir echod. She'ein k'mit so u'matan kli b'lovoina. And hiluch Rashi says menachas. They talk about it. But this is b'feirush, not like the Rambam, but it's really a stira to the Bryson Saita. Because the Bryson Saita says, you take the Levina and you put it on the Koimitz, in the cliche, in the Klisharis, for a second Kiddush. It's really a steer in Bryson. The Chaim and Sefer asked this question, and he has a tarot, so I don't go into it. But the Pashas, the answer of the Rambam, how he learns, possibly on the Rambam, we have a Beferish Abraisa saying that the Kmitza, you can have pigle in the Kmitza by itself. The Rambam says it's Chatzimatir, the Rambam's passing like the Braisa and Saita, which says that it's not, that you do have Mikul Levoina, you do have a Kmitza by a Levoina. That's how some want to say, answer this question. Reb Chaim and Sefer is not like that, but it does need beer. Maybe if someone has an answer, I don't know. Okay. So it's a kasher reish lakish. Emok ukvar nosan es halavoyna b'machshava. The second case is not where he says koymitz b'shtika ve'es halavoyna b'machshava afterwards. The case is where he gave the Kaimitz Bishtika, and he already had put the Levina on the Mizbeach, the Machsheves Pigol. Now, that means it's Tash Rishonim, right? What's the difference in cases? The difference in cases is that here he put the Levina first, before the Kaimitz. But you can change the order, it doesn't make a difference. You have to do that. So Frank the Gemara to say that, that's the same case. He switched the order. Who cares if he switched the order? And also, we have a Beferish Abraisa, which says, where he afterwards put the Levina, he put the Levina after the Kaimitz was Beshika. It says Beferish, he did the Levina afterwards, after he had a Shtika by the Kaimitz. It's still a Pigle, according to the mayor, when you have Machsheves Pigle by the Levina. So you see, it's Mepagi. You see, all the Mepagi Chatzimah here, even without Das Rishayna. Have a great day.
You have been listening to a shiur from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.ShasIlluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.